Are they going to Iceland? Tell me, spring. Are they going to Germany? They're going back to Iceland? I'm so jealous. Why? When can I come?
It was a very big deal, though, because Mike blew the lid.
Is that where the cruise is to?
No.
Is that the... Oh, I'm confused. So the vacation that you blew for the kids, it has to do with Iceland?
Oh, is it just the cruise?
Yeah, I thought...
Oh, I hate when he does this.
I'm not talking to him today.
I hate when you have the information and you just have one missing piece and he just stares at you. Just one missing piece.
If you're still looking to go, though, it's like $364 round trip.
That's right really now. Cheap.
Spring for when? And I are coming. We're just making this Sojo vacation.
You can go on your own.
We're coming with you guys.
You can go on your own. Hi, guys.
Could you imagine we just like show up? Shoot. We're here.
Could expense the whole trip. Why not?
Oh, wow.
Oh, now you want us to come. Yeah.
You got to get on Iceland Air, get on their email list, and then they shoot you.
Oh, my God. I need to go to Iceland.
I would go to Iceland.
I am super, super excited. I want vodka. I want smoked salmon. And I want hot springs.
I want the hot springs.
I can get all that there, right?
They have hot springs. They have Brennevin, which is a schnapps. Yeah, they smoke their salmon. It's usually raw, but they smoke it.
Well, I'll eat it raw, too.
And they have rancid shark.
No, I'm not eating it. The fermented shark. Yes, that's a delicacy there. Hell to the no.
Have you had that?
Blech. I did not choose to eat that.
Rancid shark.
And with that begins episode 33 of Around the Mic.
What? 33?
On Sojo 104.9.
Somebody kept track of these?
Yes.
Oh. Me. Welcome to it. I'm Heather DeLuca, joined as always by Mike Richmond and Social Spring Gonzalez.
Hi.
Of The Mike Show.
You can't hear it, but it's hot in here.
I think it's
lovely.
It was so cold all morning.
You can open the door if you want.
Open the door.
I wish we had a window in here.
I get performance anxiety.
Crack. So do I, Spring.
I don't like the door being open.
I don't either.
I don't care.
Okay.
All right. All of a sudden you just see like sweat
overheat.
I don't care.
Okay.
You're shining on top of the head.
It's been an eventful week. I'll get to a little bit of what happened, you know, with Matt Lauer joining the ranks of those accused of
what?
Sexual assault, sexual harassment. You broke the story yesterday. Hello.
Oh, that. Yes.
I know it's been a whole day ago, but I want to talk to you about a doctor who is practicing medicine in New Hampshire. She's originally from Poland. She's 84 years old, and she now has lost her license to practice medicine for refusing to use a computer. She still uses file folders and handwritten notes to chronicle all her patients' visits. And the American Medical Association in New Hampshire now has taken away her license because she has refused to move to a digital system, a computer system. She says that her theory is that the system is destroying human relations between the doctor and the patient. So when I go to the doctor or the emergency room, even anything, you know, someone wheels in a laptop and they're typing and they're taking all of my information right there. What do you think about someone who has had no issues going old school and sticking to traditional practices, no longer being allowed to practice their profession because they will not use a computer?
I just think, what have we come to? If it's not broken, don't fix it. If there was no other issue, what is the issue?
I say, she should definitely lose her license.
Why? Are you doing that to be devil's advocate?
No,
or you really believe
because
that?
Because somebody's health could be at risk. If there's something that she is prescribing for that person, and you know how we get prescriptions filled within like an hour now.
Yeah.
And that conflicts with another prescription that person has, it could potentially be fatal.
So because of her selfishness, other people probably won't get the information fast enough?
I wouldn't necessarily call her selfish, but her antiquated way of doing things in an immediate information society, especially when it has to do with a person's health, I think is dangerous. I think she has all the best intentions, but the way she's practicing, you know, we call it modern science
modern
for a reason.
Yeah.
And modern medicine for a reason. And it's usually for the better. And I think she has great intentions. But, you know, I wouldn't necessarily go to her.
So here's my thing, though. If she is to, let's just say she writes a prescription for a patient, that patient then takes it to the pharmacy. It is then on the
right.
responsibility of the pharmacist to say to the client, there is an interaction with another medicine that you take.
Yeah.
Also, the doctor will have had records of that patient. I would think that they would know not to prescribe something that could pose an interaction.
Right.
Also, I don't like the fact now that when I go to the doctor, they say, oh, we're, you know, they digitally send my prescription to like CVS or Target or wherever my pharmacy is. And I don't get it physically in my hand. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get to the pharmacy and they're like, we don't have anything.
Oh.
I don't like actually not having like that script
right.
in my hand. I'm sure a lot of the e-script system has to do with there's been, you know, people taking advantage of the system, making their own, you know, prescription pads.
Yeah, it takes away all that problem.
Fill prescriptions for opioids and
right.
things like that. So, but for me, I feel like it takes away my control and forces me to put like all of my trust into a computer system. I like that she still keeps handwritten notes.
See, I think maybe I'm taking this personally because I am a person that still takes handwritten notes, and I really like if I need to think properly, I have to write it down.
I question also if she's not using a computer, how up on the latest
medicine
is she?
And that's fair. That's fair. I have to agree with that.
How old is she?
She's 84.
Oh my God.
So I'm sure
she
really does not want to. It comes down to her probably not wanting to have to learn
right.
how to do things a whole different way. Like you said, Spring, if it's not broke, don't fix. But did she deserve to lose her license over this? Mike says yes. What do you think?
After Mike's reasoning, I'm thinking, probably yes, especially if it's modern.
You have
to keep up with
you've
the
got
time.
Something that's debilitating. You're hurting. You can barely function. You go in to see her. She's your primary care physician, and she doesn't have a computer to run, you know, whatever test she needs to run.
She still might be able to. It just probably takes her a little longer to get your files together.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a long history.
If somebody needs to see a specialist.
It's a convenience thing.
She probably has to fax
exactly.
records. Like it's where now there's like it's a whole network. Like
right.
if I go see a specialist, all they have to do is like type my name into a system
right.
and they see all of
and I mean
my history.
I may be just basing this off of Grey's Anatomy. I don't know, but
which
where
by
the
way
interns?
Is the I Ching for my entire life.
But where are her interns? Like, there's no one to possibly put this information inside the computer
she
for her.
She runs a small family practice, so I'm sure she's been seeing the same patients since they were children.
Right.
New Hampshire, yeah. I'm imagining her making house calls.
Still, like, if there's a threat of her losing her license, maybe it's like, hey, I could bring my niece in or, like, my nephew in. Like, can you do this for me, sweetie, and just put it into
actually,
the computer?
Actually, let me change my answer. I would say, no, she doesn't deserve to lose her license. I would go to her as a doctor if, as a form of payment for her professional services, I could pay her in like a chicken and
a sack
of flour. A bale of hay, a live chicken, and a sack of flour.
Thanks, Doc. I'll see you in a few weeks.
I'll be outside churning this butter for you if you give me my flu shot.
What is this, Georgia Rule? Have you seen that movie?
Yes. Yes. Oh my God, that's great. Okay. All right. I saw that story and it part infuriated me, but I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
What if she has to amputate something on you? Is she going to make you bite down on a leather belt?
I'm sorry. You think she's like...
Hold on.
Who knows?
You think she's just going to amputate something like in her office?
She's a doctor.
Where would that ever happen?
You never know.
Maybe New Hampshire. Well, she is from Poland.
Oh my gosh.
She
sounds adorable.
She came through World War II, so no modern medicine.
Nope.
It's just like... If it hurts, they cut it off.
Still
like,
to this
got
day.
Got a paper cut, lose the whole hand.
The situation I thought you were going to talk about was a doctor up in Trenton that she may lose her license because of asking what to do next.
Ooh.
Which I think in that situation, if you are a doctor and if you are asking what to do next, that's a big problem.
The patient?
I just read like the... it was on AP News.
What do you think you have?
What do you think we should do next? Okay. On here, get multiple choice.
Right. So this is like valid reason and cause to like take away her license. She practices up in East Brunswick and Franklin Township, and the complaint alleges that she her behavior suggests impairment that likely affects her ability to practice medicine and surgery with reasonable skill and safety, which makes sense because if you have to ask, so what do I do next? That's a big problem.
Yeah, that's like malpractice lawsuit just waiting to happen.
You create
an
incision.
She tried for more than 40 minutes to perform an epidural injection, injection on a patient while repeatedly asking an X-ray technician, what should she do next? So this is up. This is more serious. That's what I thought you were going to refer to. Like in this situation, yeah, you need to lose your license. Because imagine, I'm already terrified of having a baby. I'm in labor.
Spring, we've had this conversation.
And I need to have epidural. And you turn. If I hear you turn to the X-ray technician and say, "Does this look right?"
Or you're leaning over trying to stay still for 40 minutes.
So,
no thanks. Just I'd be like, just it's time to get this kid out. Like
that's a pretty big deal.
All right. Well, so that story. On to the news of the week, which is Mike's going to be hosting the Academy Awards because there will be no one left in Hollywood to do
very
it.
Very happy.
Oh, my God.
Very
congratulations.
Excited. You can totally James Franco and Anne Hathaway this,
can
but
you
in
not?
A better way.
By default.
Maybe actually be entertained?
Actually be entertained.
By default, we got the gig.
Yes. Congratulations, guys. Okay, so Matt Lauer lost his job this week very quickly upon an investigation into some sexual assault allegations that took place. We hear with a coworker. Mm-hmm. Now we know that she had photographic evidence on her phone and definitely damning evidence against Matt, which forced NBC to just not wait until they could complete an investigation. It was evidence enough. So I guess I'm going to come straight out and ask if either of you have ever been in a situation, and I ask Mike because I want to know if it's different for guys.
With Matt Lauer?
No. Sure.
Okay, this is a safe space, Mike, if
have
you need
you,
to be open.
Not when
have
we're
you
talking
ever
about Matt
experienced,
Lauer.
Maybe not sexual
right.
Harassment, but inappropriate workplace behavior?
I would
and
say,
how did it make you feel?
I would say at my last job, definitely. But I think it's mostly because of we had a very open space, and sometimes they took it too far. So I worked at a gym, and one of the requirements for working at a gym was we had to wear the team shirt, which was like a red shirt at the time, and you had to wear black pants. So there's one time I came in with black jeans because they're black pants. They said, no, not those. So the next day I came in joggers, not those. They wanted me to wear leggings.
Okay.
So that alone, I'm like, I can't wear any other pants but leggings that show every single ounce of my body. But okay, you know what? It's a gym. That's fine. Then they were salespeople, and obviously it's like sell memberships, and they would bring other male members, like if they want male members as in humans, not their male members. They would bring in those people that were interested in possibly signing up near the girls, especially the more attractive employees there, so they could show them, look, this who you could be like working out next to while we were doing legs, like if we're doing squats in those sort of situations.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in the room, but one of my other coworkers said that there was another coworker talking really dirty about like 5-6 of the girls, and he had to stop him because it was a little extra.
Okay.
So locker room talk to the extreme.
Yeah, for sure.
Much.
Mike, have you ever experienced anything? And like, how is it, you know, women have a very visceral reaction to something like that. With guys?
I've never been offended by anything because I really don't think that someone could offend somebody else. You have to choose to be offended when it comes to something like that. I've worked with, like here, most of my coworkers are women. In the past, I've had many women bosses. And they've all been pretty good. There was one in particular I remember. She would get into some sort of locker room jokes, and she would make, you know.
Oh, crap. Is it me?
No.
Is it me?
No. But she, what do I care? They're just sort of jokes, just like one of the guys type of thing. But those jokes were made. The I'm trying to think. There was one instance at a radio station I worked at. There was another person at that station who I worked with. She was an attractive female, hence the word she. And for some reason, though, she just rubbed me wrong, and not literally, but just personality-wise. And she did something one day. She always would be, like, touching me and stuff like that, which, in general, just I don't like people touching me.
I think these days that almost, like, quantifies, right? As I don't call that sexual assault, but do call that maybe, like, inappropriate, like, personal space.
Yeah, that's one of those things, like Mike says, like, you choose to be offended. Like, you got to either take it with a grain of salt or just, like... Mm-hmm.
And
make a big deal.
She did a thing one day with her, I'm not going to get into the details of it, but it involved her bosomses. And really? She initiated it, you know, from behind on me. And
yeah, that's just,
I totally flipped out on her. And I says, don't you ever touch me again, first off. And don't you ever do anything like that near me. I didn't report her or anything like that, but I addressed the situation that I was uncomfortable. I didn't like it. I wasn't going to stand for it. Mm-hmm. And don't ever do it to me again. I said that to her directly.
And did it squash the problem?
Yeah, it did. Squash the problem.
Did she apologize?
I don't remember her apologizing.
I feel like a woman that does that probably won't apologize and probably will laugh after the fact.
Yeah.
It wasn't a problem anymore. I didn't report her, though. Because it didn't keep going on.
Right.
But that's the only thing I can ever recall.
I mean, I had an incident, like, right in this room. This was many, many, many years ago.
My face was like, what?
Yes.
Like, I went on defense mode. What?
Don't worry. You don't need to break out the Lysol or anything like that. I was maybe, you know, 21, 22 years old. I got backed into a corner by a coworker and mercilessly tickled. I was in a tank top, mind you. Okay, so.
Right.
When he started, like, tickling me, like, my belly became exposed and I felt, like, fingertips on my skin. And I don't know to this day why he did that. Like, there was nothing leading up to that in the context. Like,
right.
I'm sure there was a conversation, like, to me, if someone's going to tickle me, you might as well just pick up a steak knife and stab me because it's the same thing. I freaking hate it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just was so taken back that I'm sure he was just joking. But I was, like, stunned by it and not at all amused.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, young, I said to him, like, get off of me.
Sure.
I don't know that I was like, that was the wrong thing to do. Why did you touch me? That was a violation. I didn't ask you to do that. I did go to my general manager and I said, I'm going to tell you to talk to this person to never touch me again.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. And he did get spoken to. And I mean, if you think back to it, that could have been like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
That could have. I didn't know that you could sue for stuff like that. Not that I would have.
You would, yeah.
I'm a more rational, reasonable person, mm-hmm. but it did throw me. And I felt stunned and confused, even though it was such a, it sounds like such a minute thing. But I think about that. And if I were to, I mean, I would be in court for the next 5 years if I can think about all of the instances that someone made an inappropriate joke. I put myself through college in an industry dominated by men. I do work in radio, another industry dominated by men. Hotbeds for that kind of, you know, verbiage and activity. And I had to just sort of, like, harden myself to it. We have someone here that, you know, he'll come into my office and check in with me and he'll come over and, like, massage my shoulders. And at that point, sometimes I think, like, don't stop. You're not harassing me enough. Like, keep going. Like, I really, really like that.
You like it, it ain't harassment.
Can you dig a little deeper? But, so I think I'm just thinking, like, now that this door has been kicked open and some people speaking up are leading to, you know, other women feeling the courage to come forward, whether an incident happened yesterday or 5 years ago. Do we think we're going to see men in the industry coming forward about incidences against women that they've experienced? There is a movie with Demi Moore and Michael Douglas, I think, called Disclosure, where it's this whole reverse sexual harassment, discrimination type of thing where she threatened his job if he spoke about it.
Well, look at Horrible Bosses, Jennifer Aniston's character.
Exactly.
It's funnier because typically it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I don't think
at least not in movies. It does happen, just not in movies. Like, they don't show it as much.
I don't think we'll see that as, for two reasons. It doesn't happen as much, and secondly, I don't think men would be willing to report it.
They're less likely to speak out about it?
I think women are able to get away with it. That's what it is. I don't think that it's like men don't want to report it. I think we're able to get away with it.
Yes, and why is that fair?
I don't know.
Because I don't think men think it's truly a threat. They may think it's not right. It may be a little inappropriate, but I don't think they necessarily feel threatened by it.
Like you didn't find that situation regarding the bosoms to be all that attractive.
See, that was
but
extra.
Some guys would think that that's an invitation, right?
Yeah. Well, like, let's say, like, you were to put your hand, like, somewhere, like, up here in this region, like, near my shoulders. That could be considered, like, inappropriate touching. And most women feel uncomfortable. But if a woman were to do that, it's like, oh, like, that's okay. She's
a woman. I guess it, like, depends on who it is.
You choose to be offended.
Right. Which I didn't think is...
I do really think women get away with it more,
though. I'm thinking differently about that, given that Mike said that, because, you know, for me, and this is speaking to anyone ever, you know, learning your intention may be one thing, but really it's how it's perceived by the other person, you know? But it is how you react, you know, to things, the reactionary mind,
you know, I go back to my fourth grade. We were going to recess. I went into the coat room to put my coat on, and Donna Wagner, who always liked me and I didn't like her.
Donna Wagner, first and last
First
name.
Of all, that sounds like such a, like, 70s, 80s,
right.
Like...
This is a John Hughes
she,
name.
She came up and kissed me while I was putting my coat on, and I punched her in the stomach.
I did that too!
Oh my gosh, that happened to me.
You know,
it was... I punched Nightmare Cardo for doing that.
I got punched in the stomach.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's
and
not a good feeling.
She cried, told the teacher, and the teacher asked me what happened. I explained what happened, and he goes... Okay, just don't do that again. Because she shouldn't have been kissing you, but okay.
But did someone speak to her? See, this is where, like, this double standard comes into play.
I think the punch to the stomach said
gave
enough.
Her the clear message.
Probably.
But an adult didn't talk to her. Like, you did.
I don't know.
Did you guys, like, straighten out that incident,
right.
Like, later by, like, fifth grade? Like, you were gone by that point, right?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. I wonder what ever became. I should probably check Facebook.
Yeah,
I think the issue also just comes in just, like, that whole idea of power. Because that's most of these men are powerful. So, like, that story just brings me back to when I was younger. And, like, you're in 7th and 8th grade. You're beginning to look a little more mature. And I looked very mature in the 8th grade. And I think the issue comes in that a lot of men in power see us as playthings versus as people or just a human being.
Absolutely.
So when I was in 7th and 8th grade, it was, like, really funny to lift my skirt up. So, like, basically to see my behind or to smack my behind. And I'm, like, I was a year younger than everyone else because I skipped a grade. And there were some guys in the class that were a year older than me, like 2 years older because one got left back. So just imagine you're, like, not completely secure about your body. And then there's a guy lifting your skirt. Everyone's laughing. And you're like, wow, am I a person or a plaything? Which is it?
Right. I mean, you're.
Well, how is this Matt Lauer thing any different than these female teachers who are having a relationship with their
no not at all
not because
not
they're totally using their power too.
That's just, to me, that's like straight up child abuse.
Like,
I just go right there. That baffles me. That's some really, really, I mean, everyone that uses their power to hold, you know, sexual power,
right,
you know, uses their power to use sex as a weapon over other people. But when I see that being done, like, to a minor, I think you need to have some really serious therapy and in some cases, you know, criminal repercussions.
Some of these teachers are like my age. And I'm like, I've never looked at a 14, 15 year old and was like,
Spring,
how you doing?
Not when I was a 14 year old girl. Do you know what I'm saying? Boys annoyed me then.
Right.
You know, I'm walking down the hallways in middle school, and if a girl had sweatpants on or the guys would just walk up and, like, pants her.
Right.
You know, and, like, that's humiliating. And no one's held accountable enough. This is why I think, you know, in a way it's good. Things hopefully are going to be changing. But everyone, guys and girls, need to be taught at a very early age. Girls are sort of taught to write, be pretty.
Right.
You
and
know,
to smile.
And if you are, if you're too assertive.
I just go back to
you're a bitch.
What
you
my
know?
Mom told me before I went to first grade, keep your hands to yourself.
Yes.
That's all you got to do.
It's so basic.
It's so basic.
Keep your hands to yourself. Like it's, and then I hate the men who, like, if you're being catcalled, like, I'm just giving you a compliment. Yes, but you're doing it in a very nasty way. Like, that's not a compliment. I was 14 years old when, I don't know if you've seen Black Swan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you know the scene where she's on the train and that guy makes those gestures? That's happened to me at 14 on a train. Me not understanding fully what in the world that means because I wasn't experienced yet. So I'm like, where do I look? And he's staring at you.
You're talking about that ballet movie with Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
And that scene where she has that hangnail?
Shut up.
No. That's not. You're so annoying.
Shut up. Why is he?
She pulls that hangnail.
Of course he pulls that scene.
Stop.
Of course
why
he picks that scene.
He hates me. He legitimately, I don't know what I ever did to you.
I didn't make the movie.
Blame Darren Aronofsky. That's what made it, right?
There's got to be a GIF about that.
Oh, there has to be. Just listen, not.
I'm about to workplace harass you right now and not even feel sorry for it.
It'd be really funny if Mike Rubel walks right by our boss and just hears that.
I don't even
care.
Hey
guys, you're about to, what?
Like, I'm ready. Like, let's take this outside. Like, oh, Jesus.
Oh,
stop it!
Cut it out.
Up to the wrist.
Cut it out.
I don't know what I ever did to him. I don't know.
Just want to make sure that was the movie you were referencing.
I just lost all concentration.
The reason is because I have to deal with him from like 4:30 in the morning until 10. So I guess it's now your turn to have to deal
and
with
the
everything.
The little feathers that are poking through the skin.
Haven't.
Ooh.
I've put in 15 years. Isn't that long enough?
Wife Karen says something similar to that.
Poor wife Karen.
It's really, really unfortunate, but hopefully it shows girls and women that they can be assertive without being made to look bitchy for
being
that way and speaking up for themselves. But also, yeah, I mean, it's a lesson for
guys. I have no problem being assertive or bitchy if I need
to be. Oh, I'm not worried
about
you.
Like, there have been so many instances where I have been catcalled where I probably could have been popped in the mouth by these men, but I just run very fast.
It's such a double-edged sword, though, because if I walk past people and they don't catcall me, then it's like... my self-esteem, my confidence. I'm like, why not me anymore? I'm too old.
That's very true because I was walking down and some guy did catcall me while I wasn't happy. I'm like, you're right. I look good. You're right.
I gotta get back into therapy.
But
it's
still,
very, very clear.
Catcalling is still not cool. Just like that's a no.
Do you have anything you would like to talk about that doesn't involve any of what we just already talked about? Anything happier,
ooh,
funner, that's not
going
to make me want to strangle you?
I was going
to
play a game of who's next.
No,
ooh, what's that?
I know, of who's next on the chopping block for people who are acting inappropriately.
Oh.
What big name person?
Like,
going
how
down?
Many more people can we fit
spring?
Before January?
I would never in a million years.
Thought Matt Lauer?
No. Like, who would just crush your world if you found out? Do you know what I mean? I would be like... who's like Tom Hanks? If I found out that this was Tom Hanks, that's it. I would like probably just crawl into a hole and die.
Billy Crystal.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
Why did you say that?
Because he's so lovable. Who doesn't love
Billy Crystal? I think Billy Crystal. Like Leonardo DiCaprio, I really probably won't be shocked.
And I won't care. Like, bring it on.
Yeah. Like, the way that he already does it alone, it's just...
I don't know. I'm so suspect of everyone now. You know?
Well, with Ryan Seacrest, like, they just completely dismissed that. You realize. Like, they didn't even bother to talk about that further because no one believed that.
Was there something that surfaced about him?
Uh-huh. I think... well, who was it? Was it his, like, makeup artist or someone?
Yeah, that's
and he
right.
just goes, I never did. And I think everyone was like, yeah, that's probably true. And they just, like, let it go.
Yeah, just like Roy Moore. If he says he didn't do it, so he must not have done it.
Yeah. Plus the lawyers send the piece of paper about, you can't prove it, can you? So, anyway.
Which is what they used to do to intimidate,
women
into
can
not reporting
that?
Or prosecuting rape. But, okay, it's a whole other story. Anything else? You guys have anything fun you want to talk about?
I do have a thing that goes back to the whole doctor thing briefly.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Would you be willing to have one of your fingers surgically removed if it could somehow guarantee immunity from all major diseases?
Yes.
See, me too.
How about two fingers?
No. You can have the one.
You could be immune from all major diseases, including cancer. You wouldn't have
like
two fingers surgically removed.
Two's too
and
much.
It would be all
screw
nice.
It. Now
much.
you can have the pinky finger
that's
from my non-dominant hand, and that's where I draw the line.
Because you could still probably like find a man, live life normally if you just have one. You know, it's like but if you have like one missing and they do it in a weird way, it's like.
How about
I'd save
one
so
missing?
Much more money on nail polish because I'd only have nine digits.
One on each hand. How about that?
No.
Two fingers, one from each hand.
We're going to evolve to only needing.
I thought you meant one finger on each hand. I'm like, wait, what are you doing to me?
Wait, one finger on. I can't get them to stay.
I mean, really, what do you use your pinky for anyway?
Doesn't have
That's going
to
gonna
be
happen eventually.
To stick out when I'm drinking champagne.
Doesn't have to
That's
be
a good point.
Two fingers from the same hand. It could be one and one.
Yeah. No, Mike.
As long as it's
you
not
will
my
be
thumb.
Immune from every
as
major
long
disease.
As it's not my thumb and you don't increase it to three fingers.
If I took just one off one hand, that would decrease my chances by 50%. I like those odds.
No, it's
both or nothing.
Or, yes.
I don't like this all
then
or
no.
nothing approach.
Then no. No. I'm
no.
too no.
Just two does seem like
I'm
a lot.
I'm too vain. Yeah, two seems like a lot.
Every major disease, including cancer.
Nope.
You would Now, pretty much assure yourself of dying of old age.
Nah, bring on Ebola. Like,
bring on
the
Ebola.
Plague is making a comeback.
I know it is.
And scarlet fever. I saw that trending.
Oof.
What year is it?
You could get a parking pass.
You can get a parking pass. That changes everything.
Yeah. All right. You can have. You can have. You can have the. You can have both the pinkies. I'm in.
I can't
get them to stay
pretend.
Down.
You get used to it.
Can't get them to stay. I don't know. Like, what do you think? No.
Hey. I can't do it. I'm not very flexible.
Cartoon characters get by with four fingers, so. On each hand.
They do.
Do chimps have four fingers or five?
They have five.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Like
it's their
They're
feet.
Just like us.
Isn't it their feet?
They have 2 feet.
No way. No, I didn't mean that part.
They don't have fingers on their feet.
They kind of look like fingers because they're so long.
Anyway, all right, so I'll set you up. When should we make the appointment?
The day I have to get my root canal. Let's get it all done in the same day.
Oh, yeah, the root canal. I heard about that.
That's all I have.
Okay, great. Well, hey, what do you think about making next episode and ask us anything?
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe we can answer some fan questions.
I like that idea.
All right, ask us anything.
It'd be like Madonna's, what are the truth or dare?
No, I don't. Heather doesn't play Truth or Dare. I don't like games.
All of a sudden, I'm
question,
curious.
Question.
I kind of want to do Truth or Dare.
Question and
just
we can at the holiday party.
Oh, that's fun.
Okay. You can ask us anything. I like question
anything.
And answer. That's my bag. Don't try to trick me with these fancy games. I don't
no
have
yes
the IQ
no,
to support
no, no
that.
No yes or no questions, like actual questions.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. We
okay,
can elaborate. We like to talk. So episode 34 will be an Ask Us Anything. You can submit your questions through any of our forums. We have Facebook and Twitter. You can find us, Sojo1049. We're pretty much everywhere. This is Around the Mic. Subscribe. Share this episode with your friends. Give us a good rating if you like it.
Even if you don't like it, just lie.
Help us out.
We have very low self-esteem. We need all of the validation that we can get.
We're performers. We're entertainers. We need that. Justification.
Mike Richmond and Social Spring Gonzalez can be heard weekdays, Monday through Friday, 5:30 to 10 on The Mike Show. I'm Heather DeLuca, and we'll talk to you next time on Around the Mic.
Bye.